Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. So I've just found refuge outside this evening because I've got one child gaming and yelling at the top of his voice and the mates he's playing with online. Another child in the shower with the music blaring. So they come out here where at least there's a bit of quiet. So I apologise in advance if the car comes past. I wanted to talk about something that I had another experience with my coach today, and it just reminded me how powerful this situation is when externally you look at different situations and you wonder, why is this happening? Why are people reacting to me this way? Like, what have I done wrong? Why are they not doing this? And making the solution and the problem all external, blaming other people, blaming other people's reactions, and blaming situations. And then sometimes my coach will be patiently just let me get it off my chest, which is part of a coach's role, and then just calmly redirect me to help me to realize that the actual thing that I'm feeling like I'm not getting is actually because I'm not giving it to myself. Yeah, right. Big realization. And this is something I learned some time back, and it is the most challenging thing that you will do, but also the most freeing, to take full responsibility, to own every situation, to realize that even when someone or a number of people are reacting a certain way to you, the solution is always internal. So any number of trips to the kinesiologist when I'll say, this is happening, and they'll clear whatever needs to be cleared within me to change that, because the way they are reacting that way because of how I'm acting, because of the energy I'm putting out, because of what's going on for me internally. From a belief, from a place of pain, from grief that's still stuck there from many years often. Some of this grief can be from things that we've experienced. It can be from ancestral grief, which is repeated again and again over generations because we just repeat the same patterns. And then same thing happening with my coach when I project these different things, and again, like I said, she will hold a mirror up to me to help me realize that actually the very thing that I'm frustrated about myself is actually about that I feel other people are towards me is actually frustration at myself. So whenever you are presented with that opportunity of something external going on, someone who is not behaving in a way that you particularly like, that you enjoy, that's really having a detrimental impact to your emotions. As hard as it is, having the ability to look yourself in the mirror and say, well, what can I take responsibility for here? It doesn't mean that there aren't certain things that are going to happen, that are going to unfold, that are completely outside of your control, that aren't your fault. The solution's always the same though. Looking within. And if you need help with that, finding someone to help you to navigate that. So kinesiology is a big one for me. I'm a regular visitor. I visit a number of different ones. I like the variety. I'm a creature of variety. And I just know the impact that that has for me from a physical perspective, a mental, emotional and spiritual, clearing those old patterns that no longer serve me, that are causing me external grief. And I highly recommend doing that as well, finding someone you can speak to. Might be a psychologist, might be a coach, could be Uber Eats on the way past. It could be a trusted mentor, maybe someone not within your immediate circle, but someone who's far enough removed that you can really open up and talk about the things that you don't talk about anywhere else, those sorts of challenges. And over time, as you continue to peel back the layers, you will reach that realization yourself that you can take your power back, that by taking full responsibility that you can control your outcomes, you can control your destiny, and you control, most importantly, your happiness by continuing to heal, by continuing to release, and continuing to move forward without that pattern of behavior showing up anymore, without that emotional pain holding you back, without that mental thought pattern stopping you in your tracks, and without that physical reaction that your body has to whatever's holding you back, will release and be gone for good. I'll leave it there for today. Again, apologies for the background noise, as I've mentioned a number of times, but maybe if this is your first episode, that I'll just start talking when the inspiration finds me, and I'll do my best to keep the sound as good as it can, but there may be times where you get a bit of background noise, and it just means that I can be as authentic as possible and get the message out there while it's fresh in my head. Speak to you all very soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.